You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello and welcome, or welcome back to Black Hair in the Big Leagues, you guys. I'm excited. I took a little break from recording, and so I'm so happy to sit down with a human today. We're not in person yet, but we are virtual, and I'm seeing her smiling face. I'm so excited. Have you guys heard of Inasi? Have you heard of Inasi Naturals? It's a product line for curls and kinks, and it has all natural ingredients. They don't test on animals. Did I mention they're Black owned? Okay, so I just tried these products for the first time very recently, and it left my hair smelling good, clean. It felt light. I'm into it. And it feels very healthy. So you guys, today I'm sitting here with the creator. Please help me welcome founder Rhonda Marshall.
Hello. Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for having me. What a great intro.
I am so excited to sit with you because I've not gotten to talk to a lot of creators of products that I use.
Yes.
We see them on the shelf. We buy them. We put in our hair. And who's the face behind the product? So I'm so excited to meet you.
Yes. I'm so glad to be here.
Where are you? Where are you calling in from today?
I am calling in from Aurora outside of Chicago, Illinois. Illinois. Yep.
Okay. So you're from Illinois. Is that where you're born and raised?
Born and raised Chicago, South Side, Chicago. Yep.
That's awesome. I'm here in New York today. Thank you for being here. And you're in a different time zone. And I never even said the different time, so thank you for showing up at the right time.
Oh, no problem.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I just got your products in the mail and I tried them. I love them, and I have so many questions. Like, do you come from a family of entrepreneurs, of business owners? How did you even
Actually, I am. There is not a line of, in my immediate family of entrepreneurs. But how I started, I'm a chemist. So I actually formulated the products myself. And so I have a bachelor's degree in chemistry and a master's in education. So forge into the beauty industry started when I was 18 years old, right out of high school. I worked at Helene Curtis, which is now Unilever. And I helped formulate Suave shampoo and conditioners and the first clear stick for a degree deodorant. So that's where it initially, so every summer of college, when I was studying chemistry, I was actually going into the factory and the lab and smelling all of these beautiful fragrances and actually helping formulate. And so that was my initial entry into the beauty industry. Of course, when I graduated, I got married, I had children, I became a stay-at-home mom. And so I was like, okay, let me get back out there. And so I actually did work as a chemist, a chromatography chemist, before I got married. And so I didn't want to go back into corporate America. So I decided to, say, well, education, my kids, I can actually teach work while they're in school. And so it was conducive to summers and so forth. So I went back and got my master's God in education so I can teach high school chemistry.
Come
so I taught high school chemistry. And so I was that was one of the most trying times in my life, because I was the only African-American teacher that was hired in the district that year. And how I knew that, it was because it was a first day orientation for all new teachers. It was like hundreds of teachers, and I was the only brown face in the place. So, it was needless to say, it was a very toxic environment. I had to step down from there. I was devastated. I was like, I knew this was going to be my life journey. I love chemistry. I love teaching. And so, you know, God has a plan, you know. Yeah. So basically, my family friends were like, Rhonda, you're a chemist. Why don't you create your own products? Why don't you formulate your own? You know, there are people making products.
And so I said, you know what?
I'm going to try.
Were you scared? Were you nervous? Like, that's a big...
You know what? It was more of a desperation too, because honestly, that was a big paycheck that I stepped down from there. So it was two incomes and having four children. And now it was like, okay, how can I make some money and use what I have? You mean initially, that's what it was. And also it was just, I was devastated. I could not go back into education. It was just, I was like, I'm done. And so, that was something, chemistry always, you know, it just was a part of me. And so I say, you know what? I'm going to try it, because it was like, what do I have to lose? Yes.
Wow. That is, I'm sorry. I just want to pause right there, yes. Because sometimes it's like these dreams, they can feel so big, so scary, so far away. But if you are like at what you consider your bottom, if you were like feeling like you were saying desperate, there's nowhere else to go but up. And that's exactly what you did. I'm sorry, how long ago was this?
That was 2012. So almost 9 years.
And, okay, so, and there's more to that story, I'm sure. You've been in business for how long with Inasi?
Well, technically, okay, so here's my thing. I started formulating in 2011. And so technically I say Inasi started then, but my husband, he says, okay, we rebranded in 2014. So that's when Inasi came to be. So technically 2014 was when we rebranded to Inasi. So 2014.
Was it called something else before that?
Actually, it was. What? Being free comes naturally.
Wait, say that again.
Being free comes naturally. That was the name.com.
Come on.
So my husband was like, okay, we gotta shorten this name. This is too long. Like, this can't, we gotta...
Wait, so where'd you get Inasi from?
Well, actually, it's from a Latin word, Inasi, which means innate. It means to be born into. And so it still goes with the message, loving the you that you're born into. So you'll see on our bottles, that's our message and our foundation. No matter how your king's coils and curls come from your head, we celebrate you, and that we're loving the you that you're born into. And so that's the premise and the foundation of Inasi. And so that's kind of, it's a play on words of the innate meaning to be born into.
Love it. Okay, so Rhonda, I have to ask, do you use the products?
Oh. Every day. Like, okay. I've been using Inasi. That's all I use, basically.
You know, I gotta ask. You see these cover girls on cover girl models on the TV. I'm like, Kerry Washington, do you really use cover girl? Like, I wanna know. You over here modeling it. And so it makes a big a difference when you use it.
Yeah, and I formulated each and every one of them. So I put every ingredient in there. So, I mean, this is, I make the products because this is something that I know my hair loves, and I know people, you know, around me, the curly, kinky textured hair or curly textured hair, wavy hair, this is what we need. And so each ingredient I selected for a specific purpose.
Oh, I love that. And I was looking at the ingredient label and I'm like, okay, usually when I look at bottles, I'm like, just tell me, is it no sulfates, no parabens, no, and you don't have any of that in there. But no. I was like looking at the ingredients, be like, is this a sulfate? But it's all, it really is all natural.
Oh yeah. Well, loosely, right. Yeah. It's when I say this, our products are EU compliant. So basically we have we went through a vetting process. And if you know the cosmetic industry, the European Union is the gold star standard in the cosmetic industry. So if you pass their test, then your products are like A1 gold star, get the sticker. And so we did that. So during the pandemic, I felt like I was getting my PhD. We actually got our products compliant with the EU. So just to let you know the quality of our products.
Okay, can I just be excited for you? Can I just applaud you for yes. 1 second? Because when I see Black people doing awesome things, I'm like, let's go. I'm like, let me support you. Let me use these products. I'll put it in my hair. I got some piece of it. I was just trying something new, girl, today. I'll put some pink hair. I'm like, my boyfriend's like, it's different. He was sweet about it, though. But like, I love like doing different things with my hair and trying different products. I really do love your line, and I'm like, okay, and it feels gentle enough that if I wanted to use it a few times a week, I could. So I'm here for it. I love how it smells. I'm so excited. I'm just excited for you.
And I'm looking. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm looking at you today. This is my first time getting to like see you, to meet you, and you look like you have a healthy head of hair.
Oh yeah, this, and you know, shrinkage is very real. It's like if I stretch this out, it's down here. So just so you would know, this is
come on, bra strap length, like that was long.
The shrinkage is real.
It's healthy. It is healthy, but I always feel like the more shrinkage you have, the healthier it is.
Exactly, and that's what I was saying. Exactly. So people like, oh my goodness, this, you know, like it's such a negative, but that means that your hair is healthy. That means you got that bounce back, and that's what our hair is like. That, like, embrace it. Like, hey, it is what it is.
I always we're measuring our hair and our beauty against other beauty standards that don't. Yeah. Guess what? What makes a white girl beautiful is going to be different than Black girls. And if we are constantly measuring our beauty against, it's different rules.
Yep.
Their hair grows down. Our grows out.
Yes.
So the shrinkage is real. And the more we have, the healthier it is. And I'm looking at you right now. I'm like, come through. And so I have so many questions. Oh my gosh, Rhonda. I want to know, and we can go through these. I'm like so scatterbrained right now. I'm like, what is your hair process for the daily? And also like, have you always been natural? What, we can start with whatever.
Oh, okay. So let me tell you this. My mom, she flat iron straight, you know, the press and comb, when, you know, pictures, Easter Sunday, the kitchen was lit up, you know, had the what's that, the Lux. I think it was the Lux. It was in the blue, and then it was in the red and white, the big tub, right? The grease. And all you smell was burning hair, right? But you was looking good on Easter Sunday. So, you know, you thought you was, and that's where I came from, okay? So...
Yes.
So when I went to college, so all the way through high school, all my life up until when I was 17, I said, Mom, I'm going to New Orleans. I went to XU, HBCU.
Come on.
So Xavier University in New Orleans. And you know, New Orleans have that humidity where you step off the plane and it's just going to smack you right in the face. It is intense. Right? Yes. So I was like, Mom, I can't press my hair in school. I'm going to be in school, da, da, da. Let me get a relaxer. She did not want me to get a relaxer. Of course, she, you know, was like, you know, because she felt like that chemical, that she didn't want me to have that in my hair. But I was like, you know what, Mom, come on. And I used that as an excuse. But ultimately, I really just wanted to have that long flowing hair, you know, that a relaxer can give you, that pressing couldn't, because you pressing and water hit it, you're done,
you're
right?
Done.
But I wanted that, I wanted that, ooh, you know, I can get it, you know, with wet or whatever. But anyway, so she gave in and I got my first relaxer then. And so I was relaxed from when I was, you know, 17 all the way up until I had my first, my second daughter, actually. So I was relaxed with my first daughter, but my second daughter, we moved and I was like, okay, I cannot find a stylist to do my hair. And so I saw somebody at a party, her hair was beautiful and she had these big twists in her hair. And I said, oh my goodness, how did you get your hair? I said, she was like, oh, I don't use a relaxer. And it had been like years or something. And her hair was so beautiful. And I was like, I want that. That's how my hair used to be. Wow. And my hair is not like that. So from that point on, I said, you know what? No more relaxer. But I was not confident enough to wear my hair like this in its natural state. So I wore sew-ins, I flat ironed, I did everything, I braids, because I didn't feel comfortable enough to wear my hair.
You were transitioning.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's
yes.
hard, especially when you're used to a certain look and now you are switching over. There yes. is a process in there where you're like, or a time in there where you're like, who am I? Who is this girl right. in the mirror? Right. Like, I'm not used to, I've definitely been there. So keep going.
Right. Right. So I'm like, okay, this, and then also too, I was the only one in my family to actually embrace my curls. Everybody else was still relaxing. Yeah. So it was like, okay, I was the first one. So I was a pioneer, but they were like my husband. They were like, so you sure he like your hair like that? He's like, oh my God. Like, this is how I met her. Like, I met her with the curl, you know, cause like, and you know, even though my hair was pressed, I was still wetted and it would be curly and I would like twist it up, you
your
know.
Husband said that? But that's so
sweet. We were high school sweethearts, so he saw me in high school. So
that's the real deal kind of love. You know, if you dating somebody and you always have your hair like all done, that ain't the real. Right. Do you still love me in my do-rag?
Exactly.
Do you still love me with my bonnet? Like,
come on.
That's the real kind of love. He's like, this is how I met her. She'd be
right. He was like, this is how I met, like, you know, and so it was just like, that was really, so my confidence wasn't there because I didn't have that support, you know, to wear my hair yeah. out, but that was the beginning of the natural movement before it was YouTube. I did that before YouTube. And so when I saw the evolving of people just embracing their hair, they were having these meetups and people, I went to one and everybody, the energy in the room was just amazing. Like, people were like, just, I mean, you saw froze, you saw kinks, you saw people, I mean, it was just like, yes. Like, I mean, it was almost like a sigh of relief because it had been all those years that I was trying to hide
yeah.
my natural hair. Oh. So here comes a movement where everybody is like, yeah, okay, my fro, my curls, my kinks, this is me. And I was like, you know what?
Yes.
This is what my hair care company is going to be about. It's going to be about celebrating you no matter how your kinks curls, because I want people to have that same energy. I want them to be excited when they use our products. I want them to look at their hair and be like, you know what? I don't care what you say. I'm going to rock my curls.
Yes.
And exactly. That's what one of our curl creams says, that rock your curls. It's yes. right here. So it's on there. So right. It says rock your curls on a jar. So it's like a message of empowerment. That's what I wanted our brand to be, not just about products, but that you can embrace your hair and that we celebrate and we support you and we love you.
Yes. We'll be right back right after the break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Okay, so I've got one of those questions that I just have to know, because sometimes I've been doing this Black Hair in the Big Leagues podcast, and so I'm always like, people are like, oh yeah, you know about natural hair. I'm like, do I? Whatever. But sometimes, Rhonda, sometimes I have an urge to like straighten my hair.
Exactly.
So what do we do? You got this whole natural hair brand.
Right.
Are we trapped?
And here it is too. And I get you because even though, and it's like, I'm evolving. Like, right. you know, if you go to our page right now, we have a person who use our products and they straighten their hair and they're swinging their hair, right? So, yes, we are always about kinks, curls, and curls. But guess what? The versatility of being that is that you can wear your hair straight. The ultimate thing is that You have to be comfortable in the skin you're in, regardless that you're not trying to hide who you are. But you know what? If I want to wear my hair straight, then I just feel like wearing it straight. I just feel like it flowing. It's up to you. I just don't want anybody to feel confined. And I don't want you to feel confined to your curls. If you want to wear your curls, wear them. If you want to wear it straight, wear them. But that's something that I think is a new entity that's coming into being now.
I know,
I wear my hair straight, am I going to be backlashed? Am I not going to get in trouble?
Have you stepped out? Have you gone to I'm like, oh gosh, it's time for a fancy event. And usually this is when I get my straight hair wig or a hot comb. And so now it's like, okay, all right, how do I do this? Have you been in that position yet?
It's been years since I straightened my hair. It's not that I don't want to, I guess. Okay, here's it. The last time I did it, it was years ago, and it did traumatize me just a little bit because I did get heat damage in the back, just in the back. And I was just like, okay, that's it. See, I tried it. No. But I think I will do it again. I formulated more products now. Actually, our new line really helps if you are straightening your hair. But I'm learning too, because I'm not a cosmetologist. I'm a chemist.
Okay.
So I'm learning a lot from the cosmetologists that are around us and that's in our company. And I'm learning that you don't need to keep going over it, like with the flat iron, whatever. It's one pass is good. Like, you shouldn't have to keep. I'm just learning. I'm learning. I don't know. I don't have a cosmetology, but it's just understanding how that process works is very enlightening for me. And so it is making me more comfortable with the idea of wearing my hair straight.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, wait, really? You don't have to go over it? Because I remember when I straighten my hair every other week sometimes every week, I'd be like, baby, can you go over that again? Like, I need it bone straight.
I really learned that recently with Kelly, she's Catwalk Hair. She's a gem. She's been using our products for years, but she did a training for a customer of ours. And that's one thing she said, that you don't have to keep going over that same spot, because that's what causes the heat damage. And I was like, wow. I mean, you get one pass and that should be good. And I was like, wow. So yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm sitting here taking notes. Okay.
Right. Okay. It's like, I'm trying my best. Like, I'm trying not to even focus on it, because I'm like, I love like rocking my natural hair. I know you can't see like my curls right now. They are there, and it's getting bigger and it's getting longer. My natural hair is the healthiest it's ever been right now, and it's the longest it's ever been right now. And so I'm always looking for more healthy products. I'm so glad I found you. I'm so glad I found Anasi. I'm excited to keep using them. I just started dating like this white guy, and he's great, and I love him, and he loves my natural hair. It's really great. But there's an itty bitty itty. Oh my goodness! Don't tell on me. I'm telling on myself right now.
It's our secret.
There's this teeny tiny part of me that wants to straighten my hair to be like, look, see, and I'm like, that's the opposite of where. Like, I even though he loves me and supports me and loves my curly hair, like, I hate even admitting that, but like,
no, and I know it's sometimes, and I've heard this, you're not alone, because I feel like this sometimes. I just want to see where it is, lengthwise.
Right?
You know,
like,
you just want to see where it is. And I think it's not, it's just, it's a journey. That's one thing I like to say. This natural hair journey is a journey, literally.
A journey.
So in your journey, you're exploring different things. Like, I'm learning different things that I didn't know 5 years ago. And so I'll learn even more when, you know, down the line, I'll be like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Right. You know, but it's all about how you feel and how you feel. Because who cares? I have my hair straight. Okay, so people that know you. That's one thing my mom always told me. She said, people that know you. So when you surround yourself with people that get you, you shouldn't, you're not trying to be a chameleon to conform to them. It's like, they'll support you no matter what. So if they're only rocking with you because you have curls, they have to reevaluate that. Or if they are like, girl, you need to go straighten your hair. What you doing? Then you got to reevaluate some things, right?
Okay, so all of that. Yes, Yes. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, Salisha, don't be a sellout. But I haven't actually straightened my hair. So, but even if I did, like, it's okay.
Even if you it's all okay. Good. It's rock you, do you, boo, as they say. Have you heard in that saying? Do you, boo.
Do you. So when, Rhonda, for you personally, when you told me about when you were transitioning and you were like, oh, I'm putting in this, I'm putting my sew in, I'm like trying to get through that patch of what is my hair doing? What was the first time that you looked in the mirror and you were like, yes, with your natural hair? Like, what was that moment?
Oh, my goodness. Exhilarating. I remember that. It was almost like, she's back, you know. It was just because I remember being a little girl, and I have a picture like with pigtails in my hair, those big twists. And I've, since I had a relaxer or even straightening my hair, because of course I'm not wearing pigtails, but I would constantly have, you know, you were getting it flat, hot combed.
Yes.
So I had really never seen my hair, really the curls. And it was just, it was so exhilarating. It was like, oh my goodness, yes. And then I, like I said, it was literally an act of defiance. I said, you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this. And the more and more I did, it was so weird because people was like, oh, your hair is so pretty. And I'm like, okay, thank you. You know, I'm like, thank you. Right? You know, and so I took those in. Like, I never really get something where people was like, ooh, except for my family. So my immediate family, those where I get like the girl, what are you doing? Like the real negativity. Exactly. But like people on the outside I never received any type of flack. So I think I built it up more in my head than it really was per se.
You know? I always wonder about that because you know, you're not alone.
Exactly.
We grow up in these families. And we love our family.
You go to the store. I don't know if you've experienced this, but if you go somewhere and you're wearing your curls and you see another natural, you like, hey, or y'all give each other the look, or you like,
yep.
Oh, girl. You ain't even got to say.
Yep.
I see you, right?
I see you. And I love that. I feel like that's the culture we should be cultivating, because I don't know what it is. I feel like our families, they're well-intentioned. They mean well.
Right.
But it's almost like they're like trying to protect us from the world or something. But in the process of doing that, it's teaching us to not like because the world seems to like our natural hair.
Right.
So what's going on here?
Right. It's conditioning, like years. I mean, it's in our culture. Like, I mean, it's embedded deep in our culture, because even in a society, and that's kind of what our Anasi is about. It's like, there's a standard of beauty. That long, straight, flowing hair is the standard. Anything out that is deemed unprofessional is deemed unattractive. Yeah. And so that is something that even the Crown Act, you know, that's what's going on right now. There's legislative rights to this day to say, you know what, you can't discriminate against a person because of the way they wear their hair. It's like, wait, we're in 2021 now. And that's still...
That's just
we
now.
We got a fight to wear.
This is just coming up now. Like,
right.
We in 2021.
Right.
That is so real. We're going to cut for a short ad break.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So can you walk me through, all right, how your hair is today? Is this a twist out? Is this a wash and go?
Okay. Yes. It is a twist out. So it's actually a 2 week. I'm going to say it. You know what? Because I'm not perfect. I know I say I should be washing my hair every week.
But it looks good.
You know, life gets,
so there's no shame here. There's no shame.
No shame. But yeah, this is I actually, because I'm working in a lab and I, you know, we formulate and manufacture our products. So I'm still working in a lab. So, the hairstyle that's conducive for me are the twists. So when I wash my hair, I, you know, wash it, shampoo it, deep condition it. And then I'll put like our leave-in conditioner and then the curl cream in it, twist it up. and twist. And then I'll wear those, you know, I can put it up or whatever. And so I'll wear that for maybe like a week and a half or so, and then take them out and then just wear, you know, take them apart. And then it gets bigger as the days go on, but you still have some definition to it. And so that's kind of what has happened here.
Oh, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And so, wait, so I guess, I'm not trying to trap you because you just stopped yourself, but people are always asking, like, how often do you wash your hair? How often do you wash your hair? And everybody kind of does something different as an, and even if we know what to do and don't do it, that's a whole other conversation. As a professional, how often would you say, like, that we should be?
Typically, I would say, so if you're really good, I would say once a week, depending upon, you know, especially if I have more of a coarse hair texture, kinky hair texture. Now, here's the thing. There are certain, you know, that you have to look at your lifestyle. So for example, if you work out every day, if you sweat a lot, if you're like going through the change and you're sweating, you know, at night, you know, or whatever, then, you know, you sweat a lot. You may have to wash, you know, more than that, you know, maybe midweek. And so that, you know, you have to just know what your lifestyle is. And if you go 2 weeks, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but you know, your scalp will tell you, your scalp will say, oh my goodness, like it'll start. I know mine personally, you done went too long. It's itching, it's flaking, it's uh-uh. And so a lot of people think that, oh my goodness, it was the product, the ingredients, I'm protein sensitive. Oh, that was some, it was a bad product. No, you just need to wash your hair, girl. You know, just wash your hair. And that was...
You need to wash your hair. Great. Yeah.
So that is something. And anytime somebody say, well, you know, I'm having these issues and that, the first line of defense is to make sure that you're washing your hair. Your scalp is essential as well, because the scalp health is so important, because that's where your hair comes from, your scalp. And if you're, foundation isn't good, then your everything else, your hair is not going to be at its optimum. So we do have a clarifying shampoo, and we also have a gentle cleansing shampoo. So clarifying makes you removed all the buildup, because we know as naturals, we put gels, we have mousse, we have curl cream, we have leave-in.
We have it all.
We do all the things, right? You know, because we, and so in that you will have buildup, and it's just, it's a part of it, because conditioners are designed to stick to the hair. So that's what they do. Gels are designed to stick to the hair. And so you have to get that off, and a gentle cleansing or like a cold wash or something will not remove buildup. You need a product that is specifically with a more stronger surfactant to remove that buildup so that you can have a clean slate.
So question, because there was a period, and I have some friends who still do this. There was a period when I was going through like my natural hair journey, trying to figure out what to do and what not to do, where it was like co-washing was a thing, like, oh, forget shampoo and just only use conditioner. What do you, what's your take on that?
Mm-mm. Like I tell people, I know that's the curly girl method and, you know, co-wash only and that, all of that, but we do not subscribe to that at all. You need to use a shampoo that has an anionic surfactant. Okay.
Come on, the chemist.
Negatively charged. Okay.
Negatively charged, she said.
Okay. Because your hair is negatively charged and conditioners are positively charged. So you need something that's going to like attract that positively charged conditioner to remove it from your hair. Now, people say, well, I use the gentle cleansing. We have a gentle cleansing shampoo, right? And so people say, oh, I use that to clarify. No, that does not clarify. So that one actually has a milder surfactant. Actually, it's called baby foam in the industry. So it's very gentle. Now, that you can use weekly, but that will not remove the buildup. It is not designed to do that. It's designed to clean the hair, like regular clean your hair, but it's not going to remove buildup as a clarifying shampoo. So those are the differences between those shampoos. And then co-wash, we do have a co-wash, don't get me wrong. Okay. We do, co-washing has its place. Remember I told you about when you sweat?
Yeah.
Or, you know, you need to wash more frequently. cold washing, you can do that midweek. You know, as long as you're also adding a shampoo into your regimen, you can do that like midweek, or you just need a little fresh, you know, pick me up moisture. But just know in your head that that is not removing product buildup. That's just going to gently clean your hair so you can, you know, make it to your shampoo day.
Okay, I got another question, Rhonda. Okay, so I did hear that somewhere. I'm just glad that you like said that, because I need people to listen to a professional for a second, honey. And so I'm glad that you said that and clarified all that. So whenever I've like clarified my actual hair, get as much of the product out as possible, as like as effectively as possible, I've used some products for that. My hair is so clean. It is so clean that I don't know what to do with it. It is almost like a different head of hair when I go out of my way to get all, like to strip it of all. So what if it feels more dry? Like, what do I do? Have I done something wrong?
Okay, so instantly. So here is like the routine that I can recommend. So here it is. Initially, okay, what I do, if I'm clarifying my hair, I use a conditioner, like a pre-poo, right? Because sometimes, like you say, it may feel like this is just stripping everything. And that way it actually acts as a primer, you know, your conditioner. So I use that to detangle my hair and so forth. So it'll do that. And then I'll clarify. And then you can follow up with the gentle cleansing. So that has conditioning agents, moisturizing agents to restore that, get you that moisture, that feel that you're looking for. Because it's a, like conditioners give us that smooth, slippery feel, right? And you're looking for that slippery, smooth feel. So the gentle cleansing will do that. And also, you can use a conditioner after, so deep condition. Do you deep condition at all?
Oh, yeah. I found that the more I deep condition or like do hair masks, my hair is really grateful for that.
Yes, yes. And I said the optimum, the best, like, so say if you're clarifying, I would say you can jump straight to the deep conditioning from there. And you'll really get all, because your hair is clean. Now you can put the deep conditioner on and you'll really get all of the nutrients and everything that comes from that deep conditioner. And you can do that in the shower. So like say, if you don't have time to sit under the hooded dryer for 30 minutes, right? Or 20 minutes, but you can get the steam from the shower, you know, you could, once you clarify, put the deep conditioner in, you know, wash off, do whatever. And then before you get out, rinse it out, and you will still get the benefits of what that deep conditioner can do.
Got it. Okay. This is very exciting. I'm like, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so excited for you. I'm like, so excited that like you've come into my sphere because I didn't even realize that I'd never used Inossi products before. And so I'm glad to be exposed to you. I'm glad to expose like the line to like my listeners. I'm like, you guys, try this stuff. It's really great. Where can we find your products? Are they on shelves? Is it just on the website?
They're actually on our website, www.inossi.com. That's INAHSI.com. You can find us there. We are also in some boutiques online, but if you go to our store locator, so if you're in another country, we do have some locations in other countries that we work with our retailers, so you can check us out there too. And we're always expanding. Yes.
Very exciting. Rhonda, thank you so much. Is there anything that I didn't get to ask you that you're like, wait, what about this?
Yes, yes, we are crowdfunding. So make sure that you check us out. Yes, so we are allowing you to have investment in our company, Inossi. We are on republic.co. We have a campaign. And so you can invest in Inossi for as low as $150 all the way up to $50,000. But you have interest in our company. You will have equity interest in our company ownership. So we really want to allow if you love our products, man, we want to give you that extra building wealth and help you to grow with us. So yes,
love
check
it.
Us out.
Love this. Love everything about it. Rhonda, love you. Black owned, y'all. Come on.
Yes.
For those who can't see the video, like, let me just confirm for you.
So,
thank you so much for joining me today on Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm so excited. I'm just so on fire for this, and you're just really awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Rhonda. And that wraps another episode of Black Hair in the Big League. Y'all, I'm so honored to have such great guests on this show. And if there's somebody who you want to listen to, please drop me a note on my Instagram at Salisha Thomas or at Black Hair Podcast and slip into those DMs and let me know what you want to hear, who you want to hear from. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast, rate it, leave a review, tell a friend, follow us on Patreon at Black Hair in the Big Leagues. Y'all, I am so grateful that you are part of this community. It would not be the same without you. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD. Shout out to Colin Tabor for editing this episode and most of these episodes. And shout out to you for listening. Y'all, my heart is so big and I feel so grateful. Thank you for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas. See you next week.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.